Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to talk to you about something that I've been working on for the past 12, 18 months, trying to figure out really how to bring this to market. And it's something that I truly, hand on heart, believe that's going to transform the lives of so many people that are short-sighted. And yeah, that's what I want to share with you. Really interested to hear your thoughts and insights about what I've been working on. I'll key in the intro music and I'll be right back after that one. Cheers. Have you been diagnosed with an eye disease, or do you have unanswered questions about your eyes? In this podcast series, we'll be diving deep into all eye-related aspects. So stick around to discover the answers you've been looking for. My name's Vic Masuria, and I'd like to welcome you to the Ultimate Eye Health Podcast. So my eyesight journey started when I was 12, going on 13 years old. And like most, this is when people start to develop short-sightedness. I was at school and essentially I just couldn't see the board very well. I could, when I was sat further towards the back, and naturally, as a young boy at school, you tend to lose concentration, end up starting talking to your friends, and you get a little bit told off at school. And I was always a bit of the chatty one. And that's kind of how my journey started with short-sightedness. Fast forward 6 months and my eyesight continued to get a little bit worse. I was struggling to see the teachers' faces, what they were saying to me. And unfortunately, yes, I was a bit of a naughty one, and my behaviour continued to, I wouldn't say spiral is the word, but definitely didn't improve. And yeah, obviously I got bad reports going to my parents, said, look, Vic's a bit disruptive in class, he's talking to a lot, and just simply not paying attention, and we're concerned that his grades are essentially becoming affected. And yeah, that was kind of me at 12 months old. So my parents, especially my mum, wasn't very impressed, but actually my brother, a few years older than me, was already wearing glasses and has already started to become short-sighted. So she almost had this little inclination that that was what my issue was. They took me to the opticians, and lo and behold, yes, absolutely, I was short-sighted and I needed glasses. So we thought, okay, great. Also, my mum thought, fantastic, let's get in some glasses, he can wear them and his vision and everything will be better and everything will be hunky-dory. So on the point of view of the vision, yeah, absolutely, I got the glasses and it was miraculous. I couldn't believe the difference that it was make. As a 12, 13 year old child, you don't realize what is right or what is wrong. What you think you're experiencing in life is what life is meant to be like. So what I mean by that, I didn't realize how bad my eyesight was until I collected my glasses. And I was like, man, I didn't realize I could see detail on trees. I could see people's faces. And yeah, my concentration started to improve, and look, what's the word? Got back to work, essentially, knuckled down, and yeah, ended up my behaviour started to improve, and grades started to improve. So anyway, why am I telling you this, and what is the point of this? So fast forward a few months down the line, and what happened? I was actually bullied. Went through quite a few months of a bit of a tough time, and children, and I don't, thinking back, I don't kind of have any grudges on these individuals, and I've got young kids of my own now, and I understand that kids don't mean to be particularly mean, but inevitably, on the face of it, they're just a bit mean, and I was picked out, or I was, for the fact of needing to wear glasses. I wasn't the most coolest kid at that point. I was a little bit chubby and I had these kind of square glasses and I needed to wear them, so I needed to see. And anyway, that's kind of what happened. And yeah, I went through a little bit of a patch of a few months where I was victimized for wearing the glasses, being a bit different, and hey-ho, that's kind of what it was. Anyway, fast forwarding kind of almost 30 years now, I thought, man, I've got young kids of my own. I've got a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old and a new one on the way. And my oldest is showing signs of becoming short-sighted. She was 12 months ago. And I was like, right, there is really something I need. I don't want to be that parent, or what's the word? if I can do something to help my child avoid the difficulties and challenges that I went through in my early life, then absolutely that's what I'm going to do. So I started searching high, low for all solutions. And okay, yes, we can just give glasses and traditional contact lenses. But I didn't want to do that because, again, I'd been through the journey of wearing contact lenses, had dryness issues, soreness of eyes. And I thought, look, I need to look to see what else is out there. And this is essentially what I've been working on over the past 12 to 18 months. And it's something called C-Smart non-surgical vision correction. And kind of right, Ronsil, it does exactly what it says on the tin. It allows us to now correct short-sightedness without the need of laser eye surgery. So essentially throughout the day, a child, and that's one application, or even an adult can go about their day-to-day life with no glasses, no contact lenses, nothing on their face, nothing in their eyes, just perfect freedom throughout the day without the need of laser eye surgery. And I was like, this is something genuinely that's going to transform the lives of so many people. Even if it only helps a handful of people because I'm not able to get the message out. But if I can reach and share this message as many people as possible, and I'm trying to build systems and processes around marketing and get this out to market and create clinics that's able to deliver these services and train optometrists and other practitioners to be able to deliver this. Because we've been doing pilots over that time, and I've got seen in my own practice the transformation that it's made to the 15, 20 plus individuals that we've fitted C-Smart aligners with. And genuinely, it's truly going to be transformational. So that's what I wanted to give you a bit of an insight. And over the next few episodes, I'll tell you a little bit more and kind of use this platform as a documentation, really, of the process of C-Smart's creation from concept, which I've shared from you, to implementation, to where hopefully this will go within 6 to 8 to 12 months time, and the amount of lives that we'll be able to impact for the better. So this was the Ultimate Eye Health Podcast, and I still believe that is the Ultimate Eye Health Podcast, but we're going to use this as a bit of a change of direction now, and as I say, document the journey of what is a C-Smart non-surgical vision correction. But I hope you guys follow along for the journey. And I really look forward to it. My name's Vic Masuria. I'm a clinical optometrist and the founder of iHealth Podcasts, but now soon to be the founder of a C-Smart non-surgical vision correction. And founder of the movement that is C-Smart. Thanks very much, guys. I really appreciate you guys listening to this, and I look forward to speaking to you on the next episode. All right, have a good one, guys. Cheers. Bye.